We are joined now by David McAteer. He's a former Assistant Secretary of Mine Safety and Health for the U.S. Department of Labor. He's on the line from his home in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What do you think the chances are for these miners?
You always hope that that there's a chance that the miners can be barricaded in, and historically the miners have been very crafty and clever in figuring out ways to save themselves, preserve themselves. You don't like it for the fact that there is time elapsing, but that is part of the rescue process. The rescue teams will move as quickly as they can, but it has to be done in an organized and disciplined way, or else you put more lives at risk. But the longer the time goes, the more problems you can anticipate.
Well, as we've just heard, the Sago mine has been cited repeatedly this past year for alleged safety violations, a couple of hundred citations. What have you learned about the safety record of that mine?
Well, the record is neither pristine nor is it the worst among the mines in the country. It's what you have to say is if there are violations, and if they're significant and substantial violations, the S&S type, then you have to be concerned about, management needs to be concerned about what they're doing to remedy that situation and how they're doing it to fix it. But as Congressman Capito said, our efforts need to be focused this morning on making certain that when the borehole gets through, that we do everything in our power to make certain that these miners have every chance that we can give them to get out. I can't speak too highly enough for these mine rescue teams. They're the minutemen of mine safety, and they do such a remarkable job under such difficult circumstances that we have to say, let's look at the mine process and mine rescue first and then take a look at the overall. But you have to say that the numbers are troubling.
Well, many of us remember the successful rescue in Pennsylvania several years ago when miners had been trapped for 77 hours. How does this accident, just very briefly if you can, differ from other mining accidents?
Well, the type of accident and the two things that differentiate this from, say, the Pew Creek accident is that one that involved a water situation, and the water is something that people know how to deal with. You and I would know how to deal with it. In this case, you have a different case where you have an explosion and you have levels of CO that are maintained at high degree, at an elevated degree over a long period of time. Well, that's troubling because it suggests that the air is not breathable.
Mr. McAteer, thank you very much. We're all, of course, hoping for the best.
Thank you, Renee.
David McAteer was head of the U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration. He's now vice president, Wheeling Jesuit University in West Virginia.